Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 27. So that's our passage today. Let me read it and make a few comments. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes after me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." The words of Jesus in today's passage seem a bit shocking, don't they? Does Jesus really mean that we're to despise our parents and our family and our siblings if we want to follow him? Certainly, this is not what Jesus was teaching. We know that because the fifth commandment tells us to honor our fathers and mothers. Loving those placed in our life is a demonstration that we are following Jesus. So, what was Jesus saying here? Well, the challenge that Jesus was putting forth was to put him first. We are called to make him the priority of our lives. And we are following him, and his love is flowing through us. Then, and only then, are our lives in proper order. We can't love others in a meaningful way without loving Jesus first. This is explained further when Jesus says that we must carry our crosses. In Jesus' day, a criminal would carry the crossbar of the cross to their place of execution. The crossbar was then placed on the shoulders of the person with the person's hands tied to the beam. The vertical part of the cross was already at the execution site. So the condemned was paraded down the street carrying the cross to demonstrate their submission to Rome. Carrying our crosses, then, means that we are to submit to Jesus in every area of our life. Father, help me to submit to you, your word, and your will every day. Help me place you in the position of priority and authority. Let your love flow through me to the other people you have placed in my life. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, if you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, you can send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.